So guys, thank you so much for accepting my invitations.
That's okay.
Of course, I have to speak about few words about the last release, and I have to speak about Legacy, Gravity, Catharsis. Maybe something is missing on E, on Y?
No, yeah, we worked it that way, yeah. Sanctuary, Legacy,
Gravity.
And then we went Catharsis, don't we? Mainly because of the artwork.
Well, I have one question regarding Catharsis. Maybe we can start with this one.
Okay.
So, I'm all, of course, one word regarding this fantastic cover of Catharsis. One word about the works of René Kalowitz with design this fantastic cover. It's a great idea because I think with this fantastic cover and the songs that we have on it, it's matched totally.
Yeah, I contacted René. Because the previous albums were done by Rodney Matthews, the previous two.
Yes.
And Raina did the Sanctuary album. So the Sanctuary album, the skull with the, that was Raina. And we were talking with Rodney. He was busy and we thought, well, let's try something different because we thought we needed something different. And I spoke to Raina and he had some great ideas and had started this artwork, and I was like, wow, we like that. And so I think he was happy for us to use it. I think he was going to use it for something else, but we convinced him.
We stole it.
I said, no, we could.
No, he was very happy because he's a good friend of ours. So yeah, no, it was very cool. So it was easy.
Yeah.
And Raina finished it off, and we got the five little figures at the bottom on fire.
That's us.
That's us. John's the one lying down.
On this Catharsis, one of my favorite songs, it's one of your maybe first single, if I remember, Cry for the Nation.
See, yeah.
That's one of the fantastic big songs of Praying Mantis.
Good.
And we have a lot of big songs in Praying Mantis, but this one in particular touched me when I listened to this first, and I said, wow, Praying Mantis has come back at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's
very much, I mean, you say, you know, it's almost cyclical because it's very much along the lines of Children of the Earth. You know, I wrote the lyrics of Children of the Earth 45 years ago, unbelievably. and that was the destruction of the planet, and I thought, here we are, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
And it was just the regurgitation of that same sort of theme, obviously to different music, more modern music, and I think it came together well with, you know, all of us really, you know, putting input to it, and it's a melodic song. It's got quite a few hits on YouTube, isn't it?
You know, and we're playing it today.
Yeah, we will play.
Especially for you.
Yeah, we weren't going to, but now you've said that.
Congratulations. Thank you so much. No, it's a real one, because each time now, since many years, with Legacy, Gravity, Keep It Alive, Catharsis, you come back each day, each year with a new album, new record, live to introduce your new fantastic singer. And now you come back with Catharsis, so we're working very hard each time, on the 10 years.
I'd like to say we have worked very hard.
But it's so crazy to see each time a new one, a big one, and a new one, we discover some different things, different approach.
Absolutely.
So, maybe 41 years after Tells No Lies.
Yeah.
It's you have the same energy, your same overview of the
we're
music.
We're obviously older.
Little bit.
So we have the same amount of energy. But I think we do, you know, to be honest, I think we do have pride in what we produce. So we wouldn't be happy if we said, well, not the songs aren't up to the mark, so we won this shoot just for the sake of it. So, you know, I think we do, you know, provide the sufficient input to make certain it grows a little bit and is a bit different from last time. And the good thing is, because there's so many writers now, Andy does a lot of the writing, John as well, so it changes. You know, you don't just get this one theme, and it can get boring, you know, if you just listen to the album.
Children, death.
That's Chris. Yeah, exactly.
Chris's songs are always about death and destruction. Mine are about shagging.
My wife said to me, Chris, have you ever written about love? I said, fuck off, no. Sorry.
Are you recording?
Beep! But I can't. It's just not in my DNA.
Yeah. But just like Chris wrote... Anonymous Moriarty,
in 2014-15 back then.
Yeah.
For when we came together, and it wasn't that time. It wasn't really.
It was for the Legacy album. Yeah. It didn't make it on the Legacy.
No, it wasn't quite right. So we
rearranged it.
But of course, we were all separate. And normally we would go to Sanctuary we did in Atlanta, we did Legacy and Gravity in Belgium at the studios in Belgium,
and the Caravan
all over the place. But this one we were all separate and we couldn't travel to meet, so it was very difficult because myself and Tino produced Legacy, Gravity and this last one, and we're on the phone on Skype with the producer, and it was very difficult to, I mean, fortunately he knew exactly what we wanted, so it was easy in that sense, but it was difficult for us because I want to be in the studio behind the desk, and it worked and it all came together. There was a few points where like, this isn't going to happen, especially recording the drums, none of us there. So everything had to be recorded separately.
It's all very cloud based, wasn't it?
So I mean, we obviously wrote the songs together, but we weren't allowed to see each other, it was very difficult. So probably the songs are more, Chris would write and send me files, Tino would write and we'd send stuff and then we'd work on it, and then normally we'd then all get together and play them through and record, but this time we had to do it.
A lot of bands had the same issue during the COVID period, in fact, because we have to produce to make music, but it's not possible to keep everybody in the same room, so sometimes it's so difficult. Do you think the COVID periods are more focused now on this release, because we pass more time to finish something or to adjust something, we have more time for this? Do you think it's a not good period, because without two years of touring and something like that, it's a little bit difficult, but do you think it's this period, it's more you have more time to finish something or
personally I like the physical
of us being together,
look at each other, like get the best out of the other one.
Yeah, normally John would be singing and myself and Tino would be going, try this, and he would go, no!
Fuck you.
But now, so John would record the vocal to a guide and then we would get it and go, oh, and then
fuck you.
And then we'd send it back in to do it again.
That's a crazy thing, because of course this is period very difficult for a lot of people, for the band, for the person who came to see you on stage and so on, buy some CD was so difficult. And now we come back with a normal life, or real life, I would like to say. So since 41 years after, do you keep the same energy?
I think more so, I think. Well, no, I have been in 40 years, but
I mean, to be honest, I think now you have more, I mean, particularly with the lineup we got now, it's nice to have the confidence of, you know, the members of the band, their ability and everything, and because of that, I think you get more energy. You just feed off that. There's no doubt, you know, in those days, in the early days, it was all new. We're still very, you know, wet behind the ears. We learned that learning process. You had that youth energy. I think we've got more mental energy now.
Not now. Well, we just toured Portugal and Spain last week.
Yeah.
And clubs, everybody's like this. We're soaking, playing. It works.
It's good though. Portugal, man. Yeah. 4 days in Spain.
I see a lot of pictures. I see a lot of smiling on your face during this different day. So for you, I think it's like a new beginning now, because we have a lot of people, you see.
There was a lot of young people.
The trouble is we play in the UK and they're all very old. So that's why we don't want to play in the UK.
That's why.
But we have a lot of new territories now as well. So Spain especially, we've worked on Spain, Italy, Germany is our biggest market now, where when I first joined the band, you'd only ever played in Germany once.
No, it's true.
Now we're always in Germany. And then we went to Czech Republic and Poland and like, wow. So it's opened up a whole new Europe.
Yeah, and do you think now Praying Mantis is turning like cult bands, like some other band on the new wave of British heavy metals?
Cult.
Maybe.
Cult band, did you say?
Cult. Which bands now? Because you have a lot of requests. I see a lot of concerts, so I know that you have a lot of requests.
Because obviously, it's only like this where we are today. Where are they now? Type element, isn't it? In many ways, I think for part of the time, a lot of people did think where Pragmat has gone, but recently we've really come back in the last sort of 10 years or so. I think we've really sort of come to the fourth, and it has grown. It's grown, as Andy was saying, it's grown in so many territories. There's no doubt we do have a cult following, but I think recently it just seems to have broken up quite a few markets, and it's lovely to see you young people coming into our music. So,
excuse me, the photographer is here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is my wife.
Photographer is here.
Yeah.
Hello.
This is my wife who take a picture because we have to work together. So I think one another question is more maybe not for John but maybe for John. This is a borderline question. So with John, who's come back on the band since many years right now.
Yes.
Do you think John, with singing, with a lot of songs that you created, opened some new territory?
Yeah, definitely.
Without doubt.
Yeah. We
don't want to say too much, otherwise.
John, give me the money just to be.
But it's also just the fact that John and Hans live in Europe means that touring in Europe is so much easier, and you have lots of promoters that knew John that got us into things that maybe we wouldn't have got into. The problem is the UK rock scene is just appalling. Where in France it's okay, but Germany, and it's vibrant, you have Keep It True, have Banghead. In the UK it's like, what's it called, and it's going on now, Download.
Yeah.
And that's it, really. And the venues are a struggle touring Spain.
What you said is very strange because you have a big one normally in UK. So normally this is your country, I would like to say.
But
it's better to see you in Germany, in Sweden, France, or something like that.
We'd rather play
in Belgium.
People said to us, you're never playing in the UK again, as long as we can play in Europe and the rest of the world.
Maybe don't put that in the
UK. No.
But the truth is, it's definitely, and John being, based in Europe has helped a lot logistically as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit higher.
But I mean, the band now, the lineup is 10 years, isn't it? This lineup is 10 years. So, and there's no doubt, from our history, we have had quite a few members, and to have that stability, it gives that.
One singer every week.
I know, it literally was. But now there's what, three albums on the track?
With Keep It Alive.
Keep It Alive.
Number 4. What a song.
Well, if you take that as well, that's 4 albums.
If one song is resumed, then come new singer. It's Keep It Alive.
Credit.
I'm going to play that tonight for you.
Yeah. 2 songs for me.
It wasn't in the set list, but we'll do that. No problem.
I'm so happy. So maybe I can just write the set list if you want, no?
Yeah.
That's why it's so funny. Maybe I'm not sure that's all the songs that I like, it's on the set list today.
We will see.
But you're right. I think it does add another dimension. It's a shame it didn't start earlier, really. I think it had even 20 years ago, I think we'd be probably that further up the...
I think there is a resurgence, especially with the new wave of British heavy metal in Europe.
Yeah.
With all the Keep It Trues, and we did Keep It True Rising
in
October last year, and that was big.
Huge. I was here,
Keep It True Rising. So there's the new one's coming, isn't it?
When you see a lot of bands like this, it's only on Germany that we see this 2 days or 3 days with all of fun, a lot of people who like just the passion around the music. It's clearly what is missing today, I think, the passion around the music.
Great.
And to see a lot of people smiling and the band smiling. And I have one question regarding this, because I have a chance to see you many times. and I'm like a kid with you this afternoon because it's like some a lot of time. And each time when I see you on stage, I see each time a lot of Tino have a lot of smiles. You have a lot of smiles each time, and it's so it's you. You're like so easy when you play everything with a large smile. So it is clearly the praying mantis smiles. When you are on stage and when you see a lot of people, young people, old people like me.
Yeah, well, old people like us.
With a lot of green hair.
We're smiling because we're still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's easy, you know, because now we know what we're doing, you know, and so we can enjoy it and you can look out at the crowd and smile, you know, there's no reason to be stern.
No, exactly, and I think the audience feeds off that. You know, if they see people are having a good time on stage, I think they do. You know, they just feed off that good reaction. Really, it's.
I think I have two more questions before we ending because I think we have time.
Okay.
One question is regarding the roller coaster of the life of Praying Mantis, 41 years. Clearly, one question about this. Do you think Praying Mantis have so many lives during these 41 years and you are still alive? After many, many years, many releases, many singers, many different musicians on Praying Mantis, it's like a roller coaster. But clearly, on 2022, we are alive.
It's like a soap opera.
I mean, to be honest, we've got to thank the fans for that because, you know, they've given us, they've probably endured what we've had to. I mean, no one wants to change members, you know. If you could have the same lineup that we had, if it was right, you know, 41 years ago, it would have kept like that because you build on that. You get those relationships and friendships built. Like all bands, you get rocky parts of the road, and it's the integrity of the band and how they you know, weather that storm of what comes out on the other side. Unfortunately, we didn't weather the storm too well during those days, and that's why we had so many members.
It was Japan was the main
Japan
thing.
Was great
the
for
main
us.
Thing that kept the band going through all those changes.
And you have a fantastic album live in Japan.
Yeah.
So they, as Andy said, that in a way, you know, thank you to them because they did, you know, they kept us going through some of those rough patches. But after that, you know, we've you know got grasped it again, and it just seems to have, you know, last 10, 12 years, it's really sort of raised the bar again. So, touch wood.
Yeah. Maybe one question for the one fantastic singer who sing three songs for me tonight.
Okay. Three already, much third.
John, when we joined the band, when you see and which time and what time we have Gary Barden, we sing for Praying Mantis a long time ago. Do you think it's so in praise for you to sing in Praying Mantis just after this one of the most
who was the singer?
Gary Barlow.
Gary
Barlow. Gary Barlow.
Barry Garden. Gary Barlow. Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow.
I only know Michael Schenker. Oh, he's right.
I'm joking. Well, we met in 2013 at a festival, and they fell in love with us.
Yeah, I mean it's. But I think the question was really, you know.
How do you feel about stepping into Gary Barlow's shoes?
Yeah.
John can still sing.
I just wanted to say something.
I think he wants to say something a bit calm.
Don't sing any Michael Schenker song tonight.
But no, he's filled that role out there, without a doubt.
It was a privilege.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good. So just one word before we ending. Do you have some message for the French listener?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we love playing in France.
Vive la France.
Paris to Cergy to
Marseille. I remember. South Trooper Festival.
Yeah.
South Trooper.
South Trooper,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so in too.
Oh, we haven't been back.
That place is in Brest. Do you remember that?
The one right out, in Normandy. That's a very they're very young, those guys out there, but they love them.
I remember the concert in Pacific.
The Pacific Rock, with Mike Freeland.
My Aussie has 10 minutes, so it's so easy for me to go to, to go to the concert, 10 minutes.
But is he still there, the Pacific?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. We'll have to get back onto them and go back. Yeah.
So like those little shots they use there.
He used to get very drunk at Pacific, right?
Yeah.
All those multicoloured shots.
Yeah.
So how do you say it to the fans in France? Je t'aime?
Yeah. Je t'aime.
Je ne sais quoi.
we're still trying to get our heads around Spanish. We've just come from Spain. So
fuck you, Chris. Fuck you.
So, guys, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the concert.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you a little bit nervous?
Exactly. Yeah, we are. Yeah. It's a biggie, this one, for us. And we're in the Rock Class tent, and it's I don't know how many people are involved.
I see a lot of concerts yesterday and today, so we have a lot of people on it. So I think
we have a nice time slot, 9 p.m.
And I think a lot of people waiting you. So that will be
a special.
Yeah,
so you're going to be down the front, so you.
And I take some picture and so on and so on. And I'm waiting the 4 songs right now.
4.
Thank you so much.
No worries,
great pleasure.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.